season 4, episode 10. Let's begin. Heaven or hell, which one you believe in? Is your creator your destroyer? Or I'm just speaking, just to be speaking. Well, give me a call, I call it preaching. I can no longer tell the difference between amen or amen. Currency is now being overtaken by attention. So kids kill for no reason just to get views and their likes in. I seen kids Facebook Live a man drowning. And when he died, they just ended the posting. Damn shame. We don't have money for healthcare, but for elections with any of billions. I'm no angel, not saying so many sins. I stopped counting cause I couldn't keep up with the repentance. That's why I hashtag fucking savage season. When I'm no longer breathing, will anyone hashtag rest in peace Pedro Lee? Who I'm kidding, there's never been no love for me, so hashtag fuck Pedro Lee. I'm no longer willing to be dreaming. This is a fucked up world we in. This is episode 4, season.
What?
Episode 4, season.
What? Reverse. This is heaven is a place on earth.
Reverse it. This is season 4, episode 10. This is season 4, episode 10. In this nightmare that I live in, there's no time for to be dreaming. In this life I'm living, there's no time for dreaming. Season 4, episode 10. It's your boy Pedro once again. Thank you for listening. This is You'll Be Alright, season 4, episode 10. Yeah, we don't have any kind of conflict resolution skills. We woke, but we still sleeping still when it comes to each other. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was Black Lives Matter. But if I take the life of my brother, does it still matter? Or I'm just handling my business on my brother? If a white man killed my brother, he hate niggas. But I'm black, I guess I hate niggas more than anybody. Because if I catch a body, no one would judge me. They just say I'm handling my business. Now that's some bullshit. Do we really love each other? Or do we just wanna make a t-shirt out of one another? Lighting a candle on the corner, just make sure everyone know that that man's a goner. But we still respect ya. Yo, if it was up to me, I get insurance on every motherfucking body. That mean when you die in the streets or the motherfucking cops, you can still give wealth to your family. I was thinking, I've been tuning into a lot of fucked up shit today, man. Just this week, man. I couldn't even hit y'all Monday because I have some shit going on. You know, some shit at work, man. You know, bitch trying to do her job too well. I mean, I think she working past her pay grade. But fuck it. And I seen people record people drowning. I seen people record. It's something about hearing world stories like ding, ding, ding that goes on in a black person mind. Next time I think somebody scream out world star, the people that about to get in a conflict should punch the person that's screaming world star in the face and see, do they still want to take that? Take that. Let's go, man. It's going to be a quickie. Just one chick, but the temptation mixed with flirtation make me go past my imagination. I like girls that beautiful. Yeah.
And I love it when they know they're beautiful. Yeah, 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 yeah. And I love it when they know they're gorgeous. Yeah, 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 yeah. Sometimes I wish I just could be with one chick. I do, I do. And what I mean by being one chick, I'm faithful in the physical, but the mental. I'm physical. I'm faithful in the physical, but in the mental, I got a slew of females in my mental. Even though in my physical, I'm faithful.
If you thought it, you already done it. If you're religious, you already know about it. Yeah, I'm physically faithful, but in the mentally, I'm just a slut. Men can be sluts, girls can be sluts. What the fuck? Do what you want, who gives a fuck? You do what you do. We was here to procreate. But it's just fun practicing procreation. God bless the man that thought about pulling out before he started coming in, because he just started a phenomenon. And now everybody wanna get it on. Except if you're asexual. I get it. But if you like the rest of us, you like the fuck for that nut. You like the fuck for that nut. You like the fuck for that nut. That flagrant fucking, and you just fucking and don't come. You, shit.
Most people nowadays say, I have no time. Of course you don't. Because you are not aware of the present. You know, the present is represented on your watch by a hairline that is as thin as possible, as is consistent with visibility. And so everybody thinks the present is instead of.
I told my girl that I think I should see a psychiatrist. She looked me dead in my eye, cause she couldn't believe I just said that shit. She's like, what's wrong? I'm like, nothing's wrong, but I wanna prevent shit before it start going wrong. She said, you don't need a psychiatrist. That is actually how she pronounced it. And then I said, no, you meant to say I don't need a psychiatrist. And then she said, you know what I meant, bitch. I said, maybe that's the reason I need a psychiatrist, because she talking to me and belittle me and shit. She said, why don't you talk to me? And I'm like, I can't talk to you. I need somebody that neutral, that don't give a fuck about me. And then I looked her in her eyes and like, do you give a fuck about me?
Now, the present is the only real time. There is no past. And there isn't a future. And there never will be.
She said, you don't need to go to a professional, just talk it out. I was like, if I broke my leg, would you tell me just to walk it out, or tell me go to the doctor so they can fix it out? She said, no doubt. What you gonna tell them? I told them, I'm gonna tell them everything. Especially if I'm paying. But this bullshit job I got, I don't think insurance be covering. And I'm tired of using that brown bottle as a role model. I didn't have a fucking father, but that liquor brought clarity to me, and I'm tired of touching to it. Notice I said touching to it. That means you really holding that bottle to put their life, because everything in that bottle will make you feel alright. I need a psychiatrist. Afraid to admit it, but until then, the liquor, I'm gonna sip it. And fly chicks, ooh, I'm down to hit it. Technology these days, it's making it real easy for you to just stay in. You don't really have to go outside, but look.
Take your time and enjoy outside. When we ride, don't bring the phones outside. And when we at a concert, pay attention to the concert. You're not a news reporter, so put your phone away and just pay attention. We don't even look at each other anymore with our own eyes. We look between a motherfucking PDA, and that is not okay. How the fuck you wanna really enjoy your day? Damn, now you got your GoPro and your selfie stick. You ain't gotta record everything. Keep some shit confident. When I mean confident, I mean confident with confidential. Fuck it, they're not listening. They on their phone right now. Fuck it. Use your mental memory to store the memories instead of something that take a battery and that can die out when the new shit come out. Make sure your brain doesn't die out. You dig? I haven't had a relationship in years without fucking texting them. I got a phone plan with unlimited minutes. I only probably use like 4 of them. It's sad, 911, you can actually text them in some states. And that's crazy. My homie dying, text 911 for me. He doesn't text back, but I see him writing because the dots is dashing and shit. But his life depend on the text message. I should have called 911, but I'm so motherfucking cut off from civilization that I don't know how to have a conversation even if my homie dying. So technology fucking up you and me. How contradicting is Page and Lee? He doing a podcast right now, homie. Instead of calling you up individually. And about the amount of people that actually listen to me, I can actually call you up individually. Real. Yo, sometimes I'm gonna be on some man shit, man. Real men tell the truth, right? I don't give a fuck what your orientation is. Real men tell the truth, right? Sometimes I just wanna sit in the dark and cry. Sometimes I just wanna sit in the dark and cry. I don't know why. I just don't know why. Sometimes I just wanna sit in the dark and just cry. I go through so much shit, and I'm quiet, and I don't know how to tell anybody that I'm going through shit. So every time you see me, you be like, what up, P? I'm like, it's cool as shit. You think I'm cool? I'm not cool. I'm motherfucking just dying inside, but I got a motherfucking ride. I don't know how to stand down. I don't know how to hide. I know how to grab that motherfucking thing and just ride. Sometimes I wanna cry, sit in the dark and just cry, unleash myself from this pain. Knowing when I wake up the next day, I go through it again. It's like, damn, Lord, thank you for giving me another day. Even though I know this day, on my best day, I'll be mildly okay. What I'm living for, what I'm going to do, what I'm going through. I get it, I go through the bullshit so no one else can go through it. I'm awkward, I'm moody, I'm shy as shit. But I'm ignorant, I still think I'm fly and hot as shit. Sometimes I just wanna go in the dark and cry. Just wanna sit in the dark and cry. Hope the days pass by. Oh my God. It's Tuesday. So once I finish recording this shit, I'm dropping this shit right away. Like I do every other day. You should be mourning, but Lord have mercy, Jesus Christ. I still got a crush
on Sporty Spice. Can't fuck with me. If I ever get money, I'm getting T and Tamara just to hang with me and just chill with me. We ain't gotta fuck, we just hang, homie. Tell them about how I used to watch them on TV. And one day I wish Roger was me. But now I'm a Roger, and they don't ask me to go home, so why bother? Yeah, one of them got a husband, one of them doing the damn thing, but I still wanna do the damn thing and just hang. Oh. Love what you love. I don't give a fuck about her and him. I still got a crush on Little Kim. And you know what thing that never changed? My chances are still slim with getting with Little Kim. But anyway, I'm gonna live out my day and do every day. I'm gonna parade down this block like I'm in the motherfucking Macy's Day Parade. Move over, Mickey. I get busy. Any girl that wanna fuck me, come fuck me. I do a long way, no quickly. And I really, really get busy. They should scream my world star when they fuck me, because I be beating up that pussy. Woo! Less violence, more love. Less violence, more love. You awoke, she's awoke, he's awoke, they awoke. Shit, even Snow White was awoke. She ate that motherfucking apple, and I live in a motherfucking Big Apple. How ironic, not really, but I still get busy and throw your motherfucking head against the wall like a frisbee. That mean I throw it against the wall. I don't expect that bitch to come back to me. Boomerang flow. Somebody asked me, they were like, oh, I love how your new season's going. Yeah, that's a fucking shameless plug. I like how you write your shit. I like, I don't write shit. They're like, oh, well, I meant to say freestyle. Like, I don't freestyle either. I just talk what the fuck come in my heart while I'm sipping. And thank you for listening. Somebody better call the squad, because I go that hard. Bang bras like I'm a white boy that used to play football, and my name is Todd. Damn, that flow was kinda hard. No, it wasn't hard, it was kinda odd, because I get busy like I'm a white boy that used to play football named Todd. It's like a Transformer when it was Bumblebee, and then they switched in the later season to get Hot Rod to take over Optimus Prime. I think every chick is a dime with a little tequila and a twist of lime. That's how I get down. I wanna just motherfucker get a tattoo of Will Gacy and then have a clown engraved on me. Shout out to motherfucker Hill Wayne Gacy, that motherfucking Hector Lewis. I gotta get back in that comedy shit, but right now I'm doing my own thing. Damn, I reminisce of this chick named and it was clean, it wasn't hairy like a safari. And I think about that pussy every day. That shit was nice and chubby, and it made me feel good and lovely. When I came, I actually looked in the mirror when I walked down and said, damn, Pedro, you the man, how you dogged it out. That's what I'm talking about. Snap your fingers to this shit, man. Some of you little young whippersnappers and Thundercats don't know or appreciate a laid-back track, man. Draft, you need to be on one of these joints. I just wanna watch TV while you rub my dick, shorty. I just wanna watch TV while you rub my dick, shorty. I just wanna watch TV while you rub my dick, shorty. And zip my pants while I finish rolling this blunt for you and me. I like freaky shit. You heard this season. heard the seasons. You heard the seasons. Come on, man. This is a quickie, baby. If you can't love the one you with, love the one you're next to. Oh shit, that's a jewel. Let me repeat that. If you can't love the one you left, what the fuck? Sorry, the alcohol talking, but if you can't love the one you with, then love the one you're next to. Because they probably wanna love you too. Love can be forever, permanent, or temperamental. What do you mean temperamental? I mean temporarily. That's why I call a breast a riasa and a tat to tete. Resolution? What's conflict resolution? I'm giving you the Pedro definition. I mean, put the guns away and whip the genitals out. Ooh. Get busy. I'm trying to fuck like a hippie. Had a wet pussy like petroleum. That girl Pamela had a nice patootie, a booty, a tootie.
All you need is a bass drum, snare drum, hi-hat, and one cymbal, one pair of sticks, one pair of brushes, and you might have a mallet if you need it for something. That's all you need. You don't need all them extra cymbals and that. If you can't play this, you can't play all that.
If I can't play with your pussy, I know I can't really dig out your cat. If I can't suck your titties, you ain't gonna put your whole motherfucking memory in my mouth. And if you don't wanna just kiss my dick, you ain't gonna put it in your mouth. So let's just sit here and watch movies and just chill out. Thank you for rocking with me, man. Once again, we came to that point, the end of the show. I just want to let y'all know, thank you for fucking listening. Hopefully, you know what? What's understood don't need to be said. You get the jewels. You got the jewels. This is UBI Season 4, Episode 10, man. Don't let it breathe. At the count of three. Man, three. Let's begin.
heaven or hell? Which one you believe in? Is your creator your destroyer? Or I'm just speaking, just to be speaking. Well, give me a call, I call it preaching. I can no longer tell the difference between amen or amen. Currency is now being overtaken by attention. So kids kill for no reason just to get views and their likes in. I seen kids Facebook Live a man drowning. And when he died, they just ended the posting. Damn shame. We don't have money for healthcare, but for elections we any up billions. I'm no angel, not saying so many sins. I stopped counting cause I couldn't keep up with the repentance. That's why I hashtag fucking savage season. When I'm no longer breathing, when anyone hashtag rest in peace Pedro Lee, who I'm kidding. There's never been no love for me, so hashtag fuck Pedro Lee. I'm no longer willing to be dreaming. This fucked up world we in. This is episode 4, season.
What?
Episode 4, season.
What? Reverse. They say heaven is a place on earth.
Reverse it. This is season 4, episode 10. This is season 4, episode 10. In this nightmare that I live in, there's no time for to be dreaming. In this life I'm living, there's no time for dreaming. Season 4, episode 10.